Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. I greet you in that wonderful name which is above every name, the name of our soon coming King and Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, with the Lord's help, we'll continue on in a message on how to receive all of our needs met by the Lord. We have been looking for a number of days now on what faith is and what does the scripture have to tell us about this spiritual reality which God has given us. Our faith is a gift of God. He's given to every man a measure of faith. There is also the gift of faith, and that is separate and distinct. That's one of the nine gifts of the Spirit, different from the faith that God gives to every man. It is a faith that operates a supernatural endowment where it is beyond the level of the normal faith of just believing God. To share as an example, for those of you who are familiar with the ministry, years ago, back in 1984, my husband had a major heart attack and he was near death. And I went home. I mean, it happened on Halloween. Yes, can you believe that? October 31st, 1984. And I stayed with him as long as I could in intensive care, and the doctor and the technician said, go home. We don't need you in a bed next to him. So I did, and I laid before the Lord on the floor in my living room, and I gave him into the Lord's hands. He was everything in my life. I had never been married before. He was my everything to me, and yet I was able to release him to God. I said, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. Of course, everything in me wanted to see him raised up, but I was willing to surrender to the will of God. And God supernaturally imparted to me the gift of faith. For about two weeks, I walked in a supernatural realm. Brother Glass asked the doctor, he said, am I dying? And the doctor looked him in the eye, you know, the very matter of fact. He said, that's what we're trying to prevent. And he raised him up, brought him through, and he lived for many years after that. But the point is, it was important. There was a period of time when everyone else and everything else was falling apart, it seemed. I was able to walk with a faith, with a peace, with a calm, knowing that all was well, that God was going to raise him up, because I was able to release him. And beloved, I don't often share a lot of personal things on this broadcast, but when I do, I believe sometimes we can relate to actual practical instances and testimonies in our own individual lives. And some of you are listening that you need to do that with some of your loved ones, with a son, daughter, husband, wife. You need to release them into God's hands. Part of the time where we don't see, some of the times, I should say, when we don't see prayers answered is because we pray, but we can't take our hands off of them. And there's a spiritual level of faith involved when you truly, truly put that loved one into the hands of the Lord. Do you love them less? Are you not concerned about them? Of course that's not true. It's hard not to, you know, worry about a minor who's not even, you know, 18 years old, a teenager that's out with the wrong crowd and you don't know what's going to happen to them. But that's a test and a trial of your faith. You've put them in God's hands, and trust me, there's no better place for anyone to be than in God's hands. And if you've listened to many testimonies down through the years, you know that God is faithful and He answers prayer. Hallelujah. In fact, so often with preachers' kids, they just go on the wild side. But you know what? There's beautiful testimonies. He lets them go for a time, and then they are drawn back, and then they're powerfully serving God. So, beloved, learn from that. We need to be able to surrender our loved ones to the Lord. But I digress. We were talking about faith. And Hebrews 11 teaches us that the ages, God's plan of the ages, he planted by faith through his very word, and that things that he desired were brought into existence that never existed before. Why? Because God had faith in himself when he planned the worlds. He believed that he could do what he commanded. He's God. He knew he could. And he counted those things that were not as though they were. Now, let me just share a passage in Romans, the 4th chapter, verse 17. And this is referencing Abraham, who is the father of many nations. He believed God. But verse 17 says, "As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, and this is what I want you to hear, quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which are not as though they were." It doesn't matter what it looks like to us, what it appears like to us, how we feel about it. God is God, and he has the supreme right to declare, and his word will not return void. And so he spoke, and it was so. And as I shared on yesterday's broadcast, there's a powerful passage that Paul shared with us in Galatians, the 2nd chapter, verse 20. And it says, "I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh," hear this, and if you have your Bibles, open to that. Open to Galatians 2:20 and underline these next few words. He says, "The life which I now live in the flesh," that's Galatians 2:20, "I live by the faith of the Son of God," underline that, "who loved me and gave himself for me." The faith of the Son of God, that proves that Jesus also has faith, as does his Father and our Father. In fact, Jesus Christ is the author and finisher of our faith, as it says in Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Man must have faith in order to please God. Faith is an absolute necessity. So, what are we learning? We see that God the Father has faith. The only begotten Son of the Father, Christ, Jesus, has faith. The Holy Spirit certainly has faith. And so, beloved, we're his children. We've been adopted into his family. And it just, you know, it's a family characteristic. So you and I can live our lives just like Paul, experience the same kind of victories because we can go through our life living by the faith of the Son of God. One translation, I can't tell you exactly where it is, the Greek actually says, "Have ye the faith of God." God has given us that kind of faith. If we will just, he began a good work in us. We couldn't have come to him. You couldn't have gotten saved if he didn't give you that seed of faith where you could say, I believe I'm going to take that step. Hebrews 10, 35 and 39 tells us, "Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him." And let's look at a few more passages of Scripture. Mark 9, 23, and this is regarding, there was a father who had a son who had a dumb spirit, and it would just cast him to the ground. He would gnash his teeth, and the disciples couldn't cast out that spirit, so he brought him to Jesus. And Jesus asked him, how long had he been in that state? And he said, since it was a child. And verse 22 says, "Oftentimes it hath cast him into the fire, into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us." And this is what we're looking at. Jesus said to him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." Can you believe that? Praise God. Amen. And then in Matthew 21 and 21, this is his response when the disciples noted that the fig tree that Jesus had cursed as they were going into the city when they left, it was already died and withered up by the, from the roots. And in verse 21, Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And I have to read verse 22, And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. And then Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verse 16, plainly promises all men that they can get whatsoever they have faith for. And of course, I'm speaking about the children of God, for believers. God puts no limitations concerning known needs of this life, the need for shelter, for food, for clothing, for comfort, or for the life to come, for that matter. So we must not limit God through unbelief. No prayer can be answered without faith. God cannot be pleased without faith. But isn't it wonderful? He gives us faith, so it's not like he's expecting us to do something that we can't do. He's not like Pharaoh who demanded of the Israelites, I don't care, you're going to make bricks now, and we're not going to give you straw. No, he makes sure we have everything that we need in order to accomplish and be successful, accomplish the victories, and succeed in terms of our Christian walk. Man cannot get anything from God without faith. Jesus, think about this, and this is my final thought, and we'll continue tomorrow. Jesus commanded his followers to have faith in God. And think about this, if it were not possible for us to have that kind of faith, God would not have made it mandatory. Think about that. Because he is a just God. He won't ask anything of you and I that we are not, through his strength and grace, able to accomplish. So we can have faith. We can rest assured. We don't have to be torn up with doubt and confusion and consternation. Oh, I don't know if I've got it in me. Come on. He's given you everything that pertains to life and godliness. Well, I must bring this broadcast to a close. It's such a joy, a privilege, a pleasure to be able to share these beautiful truths with you on the subject of faith. Let's go forward in strength and in joy and in praise, knowing if God be for us, who can be against us? Praise God. The announcer will give our contact information. I invite you to write, share your prayer requests. If you're being blessed by the broadcast, I could use encouragement too. Let me know you're listening. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.